Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. We don't have very long to go. The elections are coming up. We're all waiting to see what happens on Tuesday, November 3rd, right? We do not have long at all. What are y'all doing? Have you voted? Have you early voted yet? Have you done your absentee ballot? Are you planning to vote in person? What are you trying to do here? I know me, I voted over the weekend here in Georgia. In Georgia, the state of Georgia, they are early voting until about October 30th, right? So you still have time. If you are in Georgia to cast your ballot, not sure what exactly you're doing in the state that you're in, but please, y'all, come on now. I don't care if you got a mask up, wear a hazmat suit, gloves. I don't care if you got to wear 3 gloves, boots, whatever you want to do, okay? I don't care if you got to put a helmet on, whatever. Please make sure that you vote in person. We already know there are going to be some shenanigans. So I would encourage you to check out the voting laws in your particular state. Go ahead and vote now early, if at all possible. You avoid the lines, right? We don't know what it's going to look like on election day with all these shenanigans that are happening, you know, with regards to voter registration and voter access, and hearing reports of lines that were hours and hours long in New York. Even here in Georgia, when we first started early voting a few weeks ago, there were some very long lines, and there were even some lawsuits. Some of those lawsuits were since dropped. But you already know the game that 45 is going to play, right? So we need to, you know, our black asses need to vote in person. At this point, I'm not trusting the absentee ballot. Sorry, y'all. I'm not trusting that at all. We need to go ahead and put that, you know, put our ballot in the box ourselves to make sure that our vote is counted. Okay. Make sure our vote is counted. I'm going to try not to tell y'all how to vote. You already know how my black ass feels over here. We've seen celebrities in recent weeks, from 50 Cent to Ice Cube, black male celebrities, let's be clear, who have come out in support of 45, right? I think that 50 Cent has reportedly, he's changed his support, but we know that Ice Cube has come out with a whole quote platform plan that he says, you know, the Trump administration worked with him on. You know how I feel about that. Look, as far as I'm concerned, very few rappers can tell me how to vote, especially one that hasn't been active politically. Now, look, I know you might say, well, you know, now he's changing his thing, doing his thing. Yeah, I got that. But what you're not going to do on this side of town is Trump, 45, whatever you want to call him, he has a habit of using people, and he will use you until there's nothing left. He's like kind of like a cheap hoe, you know, a cheap pimp, cheap John, right? And that is his MO. That is what he does. Game, recognized motherfucking game. So you need to watch out for the shenanigans. Get ready to vote. If you have not voted already, please educate yourself on the issues in your local community. Make sure that you are looking at your local elections and voting the way that your heart leads. Please be an informed voter. All right, you guys, that's it for Black Ass News. Please stay tuned to the Black Ass News podcast right here on Anchor and about 12 other outlets, including Spotify. Don't forget the Black Ass News Facebook page and at Black Ass News Comedy on IG. Stay safe, y'all.